This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. As many farmers are aware, there are projections for a bumper crop this year. I spoke with Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association about some problems they may encounter when it comes to storage and transportation.
Well, I think the headline in the Wall Street Journal said it all when it said U.S. farmers are up to their ears in corn. Great play on whoever wrote that headline. You know, they
were waiting for that pun.
They deserve an award. But, I mean, it's a real issue. I mean, it's a very, very big issue. A lot of people, a lot of groups we've been talking to are searching out, trying to source equipment and drivers in anticipation of you know, what's going to be a massive of crop. I mean, again, they're talking 14 billion bushels. The big issue right now is that people are still trying to clean out bins from this past season. And so the real pressure has been getting the trucks to clear out the bins now in anticipation of what's coming down in the next month, 2 months or so. And where are we going to put it all? You know, That's a big issue. There's going to be a lot of grain on the ground, I'm afraid.
It really does come down to two main points, a storage issue and a transportation issue. And you touched on the storage. That looks like there's going to be a lot of grain on the ground. But also for transportation, we're short on drivers. We're short on trucks.
We're short on a lot of things. I mean, you know, the grain's moved by several means. Usually the first movement is by truck to the elevator, then the elevator either to the river terminal or to the rail terminal. Or, you know, it's picked up right there at the elevator. Well, we're short on trucks, we're short on drivers, but also we're seeing a kind of a shortage on rail equipment also, and the ability to be able to move it because there's so much being moved on by rail right now. You know, the big player in this thing has turned out to be like crude oil because of the fact that so much crude's coming out of the upper plains and they're moving it by rail. There's no pipeline up there, so you have to move it by rail. And that's taken up a lot of the capacity on the rail lines. This is an all-new ball game. And what it means is that people are being very strategic on how they're moving that grain. You know, getting it to the river terminal is great. This year it's been different because of the fact that barge traffic hasn't been impeded by low water, but by high water. And because of that, you know, we had portions of the Mississippi that were shut down to traffic for a while there because of the fact that it had such a high water. And, you know, if it's not one thing, it's the other. But people are going to have to find a way to get all this stuff down the river and get it headed south.
And we do need to get all of this old crop out of storage because it looks like we're heading for a really big new crop.
And, I mean, you talk right now. I mean, people are, you know, of course, with the way prices went, people are thinking, well, we'll hold on to it and we'll get something better for it. And not happening. I mean, it's, you know, the price is still hovering, at 365, 360 a bushel, and it's not getting any better. So they had to do something with it. They had to get it out. They had to move it. Capacity. At least local capacity, I suppose you could say, is limited. You know, you got to build in your transportation costs. You can only truck it so far, and, you know, because of the price issues there. And with price being so tight as it is right now, once again, I think we'll see a lot of storage, and a lot of people are going to sit on a lot of corn, and beans are going to be the same thing. I mean, beans are a good price. You know, if you get a decent price for beans, they may move a little bit better, but and then the contracts people have, you know, it all plays out. But right now it's kind of like take some dice and throw them, because you're going to gamble no matter what you do this year.
Again, that was Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association. This past Saturday, as the Illinois State Fair wound up, there were the usual fair activities such as horse and cattle shows, but there was also a scholarship contest. The Superior Young Dairy Producer Contest took place Saturday morning. $5,000 scholarships are awarded to youth who compete in the contest. I spoke with Ashton Smithson from Farina, one of the scholarship winners.
Well, first there was the management part, which you had to answer like about 25 questions, and then next you had to do three different things. One was the feed portion where you had to identify 10 or 11 different kinds of feeds. The next one was you had to identify different milking equipment. And then another one was you had to do a pedigree. You had to like answer questions about different cows and stuff. And then the final thing was judging. We had to judge 6 different classes of cows.
And what was your favorite part of the contest, and what was the most difficult part of the contest, in your opinion?
My favorite part was the judging, and the most difficult part was the equipment.
And did you study for this contest, or is it just over years of experience with the dairy industry?
I've been practicing this contest since 8th grade. I think my 8th grade is the time you can, like, start practicing, or that's when I did. And then I've been doing it every year since then. Last year I won the skillathon part, and this year I got the overall part with the scholarship.
Well, congratulations. And what is your dairy background?
I live on a dairy farm in Fryn, Illinois. We milk about 50 cows, and 50 we have 50 replacement heifers, and I work on the farm for Monday through Sunday.
And what breed do you have?
Holsteins.
All right, very good. Do you show?
Yes, I do.
Did you show at the state fair this year?
Yes, I did.
How'd you do?
Well, I didn't win, but I didn't place last in the junior.
Well, sometimes that's all that counts. Well, is there any final thoughts you want to add about the Superior Young Producer Contest before we go here?
I think it's just a lot of fun, and everybody involved in the dairy industry that comes to the state fair should try it out.
Again, that was Superior Young Dairy Producer Scholarship winner Ashton Smithson of Farina. As students head back to school, parents want to make sure that they're getting the right nutrition they need to tackle the day. I spoke with Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council about what a difference the right breakfast can make.
It's a perfect topic, back to school, and of course we want to focus in on nutrition and the importance really of having a breakfast, either at home before you head off to school, or if your school serves breakfast, which most schools do now, having an opportunity to eat breakfast there.
And why is having a breakfast so important to start the day?
You know, we've known for years that breakfast probably is the most important meal of the day. Of course, we haven't had any food during the night. And so our brain needs that food in order to function. And we know that students who eat breakfast are better able to concentrate. They have more energy. And, oftentimes if they don't have breakfast, they have headaches or stomach aches where they show up to the school nurse. So it's part of being ready to learn to have a breakfast, because that really does make a difference.
And I'm sure it doesn't matter where you get breakfast, just as long as you get it. But for those who may not have time to do it at home with their family, what type of breakfast is served at the schools?
You know, school breakfast can really be something that is convenient, because let's face it, mornings are oftentimes very hectic. And so that is an option for them. And the good news is that many schools, as I said, do have school breakfast programs, and they offer quite a few different varieties. Sometimes they're cold items like cereals, granola bars, yogurt, and milk. Hot items might be things like burritos, eggs, cheese biscuits, and then whole grain pancakes and things like that. So oftentimes there are a lot of options. I know one of the schools we used to work with quite a bit always had that, you know, they would have something hot, and then there was always an option of cereal so that, you know, the kids could find something that they really enjoyed and wanted to eat.
Now, does it cost extra to sign your kid up for this program?
You know, it's based on income. So if your child is eligible for a free or reduced price lunch, then they're also eligible to have a free or reduced price breakfast. And the good news is that, you know, even if they aren't qualified for this, actually breakfast is really affordable. It's less than $2 at school. So it is a definite option. And if you think about it, buying all the ingredients that you need for a breakfast at home will probably end up costing more. So it is a great option. And just to have as a backup for many people, because if you do have to make a quick dash out the door and the kids don't have breakfast, you can count on the fact that they can get it at school.
Now, what would comprise a good breakfast?
You know, if you're making it at home, we always recommend that you should try to get at least three of the five food groups in during morning breakfast time. So if we look at the food groups, they include protein foods, milk, obviously important, some milk and dairy foods, fruits, vegetables, or whole grains. So if you're making breakfast at home, you could do something like a whole grain muffin, maybe having a glass of milk with that or some yogurt and maybe some fresh sliced strawberries on the side. So again, one of the things we recommend is that if you're feeding your child at home, you just want to have a number of healthy foods available. So if there is not a lot of time, they have the option of just grabbing something on their way out the door.
And as I understand, the St. Louis Dairy Council, on their website, they have some suggestions of things you can prepare for a breakfast.
We do have some ideas there, and you can always go to our website, which is stldairycouncil.org, and look on our Facebook page as well. There is a link from our webpage, and there's always some suggestions for different recipes, and indeed some of them are breakfast items that you might want to sample.
But breakfast, most important meal of the day.
It is, absolutely. And you might want to think about, I mentioned having a well-stocked pantry, but also you can prepare things like over the weekend to have it available. So something like the mini frittatas, which are just little bite-sized egg bites with some cheese and things like that in it. You can make that on a weekend and have that ready to serve in the refrigerator during the week.
Again, that was Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.